The Community Peace Museums Heritage Foundation was started by a Kenyan ethnographer, Dr. Sultan Somje, in 1994. He was searching for grassroots solutions to minimize conflict during the time of intense ethnic fighting, looting, rape, and displacement of families. He realized that the Western models of conflict resolution did not work. Today, after 26 years, there are 16 peace museums in various ethnic regions of Kenya, working as grassroots civil societies, raising awareness across the cultural and political landscapes. Through their new project, Young Voices, the Community Peace Museums Heritage Foundation aims at engaging young people in creative activities to promote indigenous African languages and cultures of Utu, or community coexistence that respects diversity and enhances artistic and creative expressions towards democracy. The foundation also aims at strengthening the network of peace museums and peace clubs in Kenya. Today, being the 17th of February 2022, the Community Peace Museums Heritage Foundation held a conference in Machakos Town, Machakos County, where they are bringing young people together to debate and to teach them how to be brand ambassadors of peace. They also debated on cultural practices and how they can use culture to promote peace in their schools and across the Kenyan regions.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to take this opportunity to propose the motion that states that is our peace cultural heritage useful to these days? So my point is that when we consider the peace cultural heritage useful in the past, because according to the heritage, according to what we mean by peace, it is a state of not being disturbed by any kind of person. When we go to cultural, or what we define as culture, it is the people's way of life, and heritage is just like, maybe we can say like inheritance. So when we go to the point that of proposing the motion that is our peace cultural heritage useful to us these days, because it helps us to have that mentality of the past that yes, people had that peace. So we as peace ambassadors, because our main aim is to spread the gospel of peace to people, what should we do to those people? Now it is helped in that we develop that sense of unity and belonging to those people, because we look according to those people, yeah, we see they had peace. So it helps us to now have a sense of unity and belonging, and that helps to encourage those people who are not having peace, and that for sure will make them peace ambassadors, and for sure that will help us in spreading the gospel of peace. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. I propose the motion that says, is our peace cultural heritage useful to us these days? Because in our communities today, people are avoiding domestic violence. For example, men beating up their wives. They fear to beat up their wives, maybe because it is a taboo to them, that is maybe followed by a curse, that they don't want to do that. Through that, it is enhancing peace, especially in our families. So I propose the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's have an opposer, first speaker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for giving me this opportunity. Before you, opposing the motion, which states that is our peace cultural heritage useful to us these days? First, I am going to ask the proposers a question. When they are looking at the advancement of technology, can you say that today you'll find a person using those cultural things, like what is stated about those things which were used? Now you will find that what is used, we are using computers and technology to solve these problems. There are police stations right now. In the past, there were no police stations. People could go and use those things, which now they are not available. Others were lost and others were damaged during the fight. So I think our peace cultural heritage is not useful in these days. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Tiffany Dunda, the Machakos County Amani Club coordinator, as well as a teacher in Machakos School, had this to say.
Okay, I'm Tiffany Dunda. I am the Machakos County Amani Club coordinator. I am a teacher at Machakos School, where we have 150 members in a money club. My work as a money club coordinator in the county is to make sure that all the schools in the county have a money club, money clubs which are very active and they have activities which talk about peace issues in the schools. As we know, our schools should be neutral grounds for building peace because we involve all learners from different ethnic communities and therefore they should learn how to coexist as one family. Today, through the Director of Community Peace Museums, Heritage and Foundation, we have learned that we should not separate our culture from peace, and the two go hand in hand. We would like to thank our donor, the Swedish Institute, and also the Friends Us, for the organizations that they have made for us, our Money Club members, and also for the project that is coming up for the young voices. We want to assure them that we will be there to make the project a success. Thank you so much.
Mr. Juma is a teacher at Boni Girls High School.
I'm Dane Juma Mbweli. I'm a Money Club school patron, Boni Girls. Today's meeting brought together students and also teachers from different schools in Machakos County and also Makueni County. I want to thank Community Peace Museum Heritage for creating this opportunity, because today we have learned a lot, and I'm sure the information we have learned today will help to bring peace in our schools. We know that in our schools, last year some schools experienced issues of strikes, and through the information we have got today, we are going to have peaceful schools and will not experience that problem again. We also know that this year we are going to have elections, and this information is very important so that we can have a peaceful election, and also that so that we can produce students who value peace, so that in the future we can have a peaceful country. And then the students have also been taught about different ways of solving conflicts, because we know in schools, conflicts are there, and when they solve them, we are going to have a peaceful school. So I want to thank the organizers for today's meeting for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
The students as well were so thankful for the organizing team, and especially the director of Community Peace Museum Heritage Foundation.
The group that we had today, and also you need to thank the director who coordinated the meeting that each school was called, and we hope that we'll make this thing to grow and never fall. We'll make it a better thing, sivyo? Itafanya inue shule, inue Kenya pia, sindio? Haita tusaidia si peke yetu, itasaidia diyo nyako huko inje, sivyo? So let us not keep this group a dead one, sivyo? When you go to your school, keep it strong, keep on working hard on it, continue writing people, waingize, wakue, sindio? Wajue, we need to create peace and unity among us, sivyo? And for also, we need to thank our teachers for even bringing us to this place. Thank you so much. If it were not for them, hatungekuwa hapa. Tuwapeni makofi bana. Thank you so much. May the Lord bless you.
We appreciate for the concern that you're giving unto us
for enhancing peace in our schools, not only in our schools, but back to our societies. And as students, I believe that we are going to cooperate and enhance peace in our societies and schools and avoid conflicts.
I had a special conversation with the Peace Museums Heritage Foundation director. The Community Peace Museums Heritage Foundation has a variety of plans on how they can enhance and promote peace across the country. Mr. Munuve is the director to the Community Peace Museums Heritage Foundation.
Maybe you can just explain to us, what is Community Peace Museum Heritage Foundation and what do you do?
My name is Amunuve Mutisi. I'm the director of the Community Peace Museum Heritage Foundation. I'm also working with the Friends Us in Uppsala through a funding from Swedish Institute on a project that we are calling the Young Voices. The Young Voices is a project that is trying to encourage young people to participate in promotion of cultural heritage. What we are doing is we are trying to create a platform where these young people can have a voice for themselves, and they can make themselves heard when they discuss and also talk about culture and heritage. In the past, culture has been talked about negatively, and many people don't even want to associate themselves with culture. So we are taking this opportunity to include young people in decision making and in celebrating their own cultural heritage and the culture of the others, so that we can have a whole inclusive Kenya. Promoting peace and unity is one of our missions. whereby we want to encourage them to be able to share knowledge, to share their cultural knowledge with the others, and also learn from the others in trying to make sure that we reach as many people as possible. We are working with young people in peace clubs in both primary schools and secondary schools. And in this way, we are encouraging them to also start Amani clubs or peace clubs in their schools and establish more peace museums where they can collect different kinds of material culture, which is related to peace building, and also build a garden whereby they can plant sacred trees, which are peace trees, which were used by the community in making peace. In this way, we promote peace at school because, you know, strikes have been very rampant. And now if we don't engage the young people in reflecting about their cultural identity, their values and norms, this will keep on happening now and then.
On the same, please clarify, what is the role of the peace museums that you have?
So the role of the peace museums is to be places where these young people can come, learn, share, and also amend their most forgotten cultures of peace and dialogue. We have been encouraging them to come to the peace museums. We have about 23 peace museums all over Kenya. Each peace museum is working with a number of peace clubs in different schools. So we have a total of 105 peace clubs around all over Kenya. We are also collaborating with the heritage clubs of Uganda so that we can reach as many people as possible.
Mr. Munuve, maybe you can also clarify on how you're going to achieve all that you have in plan, especially for the peace museums that you plan to establish. How do you go about that?
Our goal is to reach all parts of Kenya. We want to go national by establishing a larger network that will reach everybody in Kenya, the young people in schools, but also the young people outside. Because they are marginalized, their voices have been suppressed. We want to use this platform to make sure that we create safe spaces where they can discuss difficult issues relating to cultural conservation, and they can also participate in meeting the sustainable goals that promote strengthening of our own culture, identity, gender, and also promoting cultural conservation.
Okay, I've heard you mention something to do with you're also in Uganda. Can you maybe tell me more about that and how many countries you intend to reach, especially in Africa?
In Uganda, the good thing is that they also have heritage clubs which are supported by the Cross Cultural Foundation of Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
But now, since we have a network of peace museums across Uganda, now we are working with the heritage clubs in the schools there, 100 heritage clubs, so that can even do collaboration with cross-border networks that we are building. We also intend to go to Rwanda and Tanzania, but as well, coming local here in Kenya, we want to go national and reach the marginalized areas like the southern coastal region from Voi, Taita Taveta, Kwale, Kilifi, Mombasa, Lamu, and make sure that we establish and identify cultural sites and also establish many clubs and peace clubs in those regions, and we create mentorship program whereby those old clubs that have been established in other regions can also share knowledge to the new ones that are starting. And we also want to make sure that we create an exchange program through debates whereby we encourage young people to have a platform where they can debate culture and heritage and think about how they can promote it in the national level and at global level, so that people elsewhere can learn that the young people also have a voice that can be used to promote culture and heritage.
Thank you. On the same, I would like to know how often you conduct these peace campaigns, like now bringing young people together like today. How often?
Every year we have an annual competition. Every year we have a national conference. Every year we have a national debate by young people. We also engage them in traveling exhibitions in different parts of Kenya and also outside the country. So in this way, every year we make sure that we have three or four activities that bring together Amani clubs and peace clubs together. Young people bringing and amplifying their voices so that they can talk about difficult issues relating to cultural conservation in Kenya.
Thank you. Your final remarks?
Culture is our way of life. Young people have a place where they have to come and sit down, talk about, and they have to be heard. We have been telling them that they are the leaders of tomorrow. I'm saying they are the leaders of today. There is no time to wait. The young people should come, should raise up, should start advocating for their fundamental rights in decision making. In decision making, I mean, they are there to promote their cultural values, cultural identity and make sure that they celebrate their own cultures. Culture is a way of life that everybody should celebrate and entertain others' cultures so that we can live in a peaceful society.
Reporting for County FM from Machakos Town, Machakos County, my name is Salsha Betty Wambua.